My name is ER. I would like to hear a program regarding overcoming the difficulties and challenges of blended family and blended family dynamics.
Boy, that's the topic today. We're going to get right into that question and hopefully share some things that will be very helpful for you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and this is the Intentional Living Center. And I will say this about blended families. Think about just the word blending. You know, when you think about blending, it takes time. It takes a lot of energy to blend anything. You turn the blender on and it can run for a while. Or if you're trying to blend in two different substances in, outside in the yard, that takes time. So there's a lot of energy. It creates a lot of heat. There can be heat created by blending. And when you're all said and done, it results in something that looks different. And sometimes that's good and sometimes that's difficult when it comes to family relationships. And so we're going to unpack today what the Bible teaches. And we'd love to have you come and join us as well as we talk about the blending process. And I would ask this question because this seems to be the big thing that we face when we're doing our conferences and when I talk to blended families is that it's the kids. You know, the couple can get along and usually work through some things, but all of a sudden it's the kids and my kids and his kids and our kids. And how do you handle it when you feel like your child, because you even use that term, your child not being treated fairly or treated differently than the other kids or his kids or her kids? Come on in and join us. We're going to have a great time. Ron Deal, I'll tell you, he's joining us here in just a moment from Family Life. He's the director of Blended Family Ministries at Family Life. And he's going to be on with me in just a moment. And we'd love to talk to you. This is all about us together doing life. And today, talking about blended families at 888-888-1717 is the number. And we'll get you on here ASAP. You know, one of the things when I teach on this topic is I point out that one of the problems with remarriage is that the person joining this new family, they're already coming in like an act two or three without the benefit of helping write the script and living through act one, some of the traditions and relationships and ways of doing things and expectations. That's one of the reasons it's so difficult. It's kind of like you're jumping on a moving conveyor belt. You know, things are already moving in a certain direction. You've been going a different direction and you're trying to make this work. So requires you're going to hear this. It's clear. I mean, it's understandable. It's going to require a lot of patience and understanding, forgiveness and love. We can read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So come on in and join me and Ron Deal at 888-888-1717 is the number. And we'd love to have you share with us, how do you deal with the fact that maybe your kids are being treated differently than his kids or her kids, or what are you learning in this process of blending families? Ron Deal is on the line with me. He is the director of Blended Family Ministries at Family Life. Ron, how you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well, Randy. It's really good and an honor to be back with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know the stats. We know blended families been on the rise over the years. I can remember back in the early days when I was doing conferences, how many of you are blended families? You know, you get some hands up now. It's a lot in the crowd. I mean, there's just a good percentage of people that raise their hand. This is more common. It's a bigger issue, and it certainly is challenging. So I don't think it's a topic that people aren't aware of some of the challenges. But what have you seen, Ron, in your work? Are there anything changing in terms of the issues that blended families are facing?
You know, I don't know that much is changing. It's fascinating to me that we keep coming across the same dynamics over and over and over again. Now, there is a growing trend in that there are more and more blended families that are first-time marriages, and so that's a little different. But the internal dynamics of the blended family aren't that much different than some of the other pathways in which people find themselves in blended families. But, you know, more and more people are getting married for the first time, but they've already have a child by somebody that they're not now getting married to, and so it may be a first wedding for both adults. Yeah. The other thing, you know, when you opened the broadcast, and you were talking about, you know, you're jumping on a moving conveyor belt. That's what step parents are doing, especially, and it's a really good analogy because everybody else is used to the pace, the flow, the direction of the conveyor belt. They've been on it a long time before you showed up, and now you got to hit the ground running while trying to figure out balancing your marriage, doing romance and trying to figure out how to solidify that relationship, while at the same time you're running fast to figure out how to do parenting, step parenting, what's my place, what's my role, what do you think my role is, what do I think my role is. Those expectations sometimes clash. And so there's a lot happening all at once. And that's why the stress level for the average blended family the first couple of years is really pretty high. You know, it just, you start off with high stress. But our encouragement to blended families is, look, yes, you hit the ground running. Yes, you have a lot to try to navigate quickly. But stay the course, stay with it. You'll figure some things out. When things smooth out, then you're riding the conveyor belt, and it's kind of fun. It's not all work. And so there is blessing if you just stay the course.
But sometimes people get on that conveyor belt with the idea that they don't think the way that conveyor belt has been running is in the right direction or at the right speed, and I'm going to fix it. I'm going to get in there and change that conveyor belt. I'm going to get this conveyor belt operating the way it should. And their expectations are that I'm going to be coming in to rescue. They may not think they're going to do that, or they may even deny that they're doing that, but they get on there and they're not willing to ride along for a while. They want to change things. And so the clash begins early on. So if you're jumping on that conveyor belt, what's a good suggestion for those first couple of years?
Well, you nailed it, Randy. It's not having your agenda to fix everything. If you're the stepdad, don't try to be the hero of everything that's not been going well for the kids from your point of view. And if I've long said a lot of quote unquote wicked stepmothers are just women who are a little too over responsible to fix things. They may have a great heart and to them, and they have well-being on behalf of the children, but how they go about it and the timing is what undercuts what they're trying to accomplish. So having, you know, the opposite attitude would be a heart of humility that says, I've got a lot to learn. I need to just slow the roll, and I need to listen and observe and try to gain, you know, into the flow of the family. So a heart of humility, I think flexibility is a huge, huge quality that's helpful for both bio parents and step parents. But it's an attitude that just says, all right, we're going to have to learn and adapt. We do have some ideas of how things are going to go, and some of those will be accurate, and some of those will need adjusting. As long as we're flexible, we can find what works.
Yeah.
Right? We'll trip over the things that don't work, and then we'll figure that didn't help, and we'll back up a step. Flexibility then kicks in, and you find what does work. Those kinds of attitude, heart postures, really make a difference.
Ron Deals here, by the way, from Family Life, the head of blended families with Family Life. And joining us here as we talk about blended families, love to have you join in. How do you deal with disagreements in your blended family? What are some things you've been intentional about that maybe has made a difference? Give us a call, 888-888-1717. On Facebook, Dan says, you know, we asked the question, what are some of the unique challenges? And Dan said, I would say my wife and I, you know, we never sat down. We never discussed what she expected out of me as far as discipline, as well as some other things concerning her daughter. And then there was a little dialogue going on online. Eventually, Dan says, hey, now we're divorced. It led to a divorce. And I think that creates a challenge. Here's a question, for instance. Maybe have you grab this. What do you do? I have a question that comes in. You disagree with your wife. She allows her 17-year-old son to stay out until after midnight. And you have a different rule for your own son. So all of a sudden, you got kids coming in. You have different rules than your spouse does. And you don't, you know, you think it's all going to work, but it doesn't. I mean, how do you negotiate some of those kinds of things?
I'm so glad you asked, because that, I find, is a very common question. Parent and step-parent are on two different pages. What do we do? First of all, let me back up just a step and make an observation. Unity in parenting, and I know you've been teaching this for years, is so very important. It is triple important in blended families, because there are some other dynamics at play that can divide you so rapidly. You have a different biological, a different relationship attachment with the child. If you're the biological parent, this is your kid. You feel an ultimate obligation and responsibility for them. And that's at the level of DNA. I mean, I don't know how to explain that, but it's your heart that connects to them. Whereas the step-parent has a growing relationship with a child, but it just doesn't, functionally, it's different, right? So it's so easy for that child to then divide you because of any differences that you may have in how you're going to set rules and follow through with things. So you just cannot afford to be disunified. It really is an important piece. Rainey, my latest book just came out last month, Daily Encouragement for the Smart Step Family. It is a one-year devotional for blended family couples. Some of them are appropriate for them to share with their kids. One of the reasons we wrote this book is because of the question you're asking today. It's how do we help couples get on the same page? And a small one-minute daily conversation around the common things that divide couples is one way you overcome that division, stay on track, stay unified. So this little 365 steps in the right direction devotional is meant to get you talking about common things that you will face so that you're more apt to come out together rather than opposed. Specific example, 17-year-old one parent lets him come in after midnight, and the other parent says, no, my child, I don't let him do that. I'll just be very direct. You cannot have two standards right in the same home. I don't know whether you should bring him in at midnight or 1 o'clock or 11:30. I don't get to make that decision. You do. What I do know is that you cannot have two standards for two different kids. Now, there's always age and developmental appropriateness to add into the equation. Sometimes older kids do get to come in at a later time. We're not talking about that. You can take that into consideration. But if you got two, relatively same age, same maturity level children, no, you got to figure this out. You got to find one standard. Now, the hard part, Randy, of course, is in that couple talking through what their standard is going to be. And my word of caution to them is, have some parental powwows, and it may take 5 minutes. It may take you, 5 hours. It may take 2 weeks. You may have to go to a Randy Carlson, Kevin Lehman event this coming Saturday and learn what you need to learn. You may need to read a book. You may need to ask grandma what she thinks your standard ought to be. I don't care what you do. You got to get on the same page. Right. There's just no way around it. Going through some good parenting material gives you the opportunity to talk and observe and rub elbows and say, well, what about this? Well, we've always done it this way. Yeah, I get that. But we've got to come up with our standards. So one of you will move toward the other. Maybe you'll move toward the middle. Whatever that negotiation is, it's got to be the same.
Absolutely. It says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? And I mean, baseball teams, basketball teams, leadership and business, they can't work unless they're on the same team, pulling the same direction with the same rules and the same philosophy and same culture. And that works in your family as well. It's a great principle. Hang on, Ron. Be right back with you. Ron Deal is here from Family Life. He's the head of the Blended Family Ministry there. And joining me as we talk about blended families, love to have you join in. How are you being intentional, or what's one of the challenges you've had? Maybe you can relate to the fact his kids, your kids are not being treated the same. How do you deal with that? Come and join the discussion here at the Intentional Living Center. 888-888-1717 is the number. And we're going to get right back to the calls here in just a moment.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
A third thing that's critical if you want to make a blended family work is resolve problems behind closed doors, right? But don't do it in front of the kids. The fourth thing is to defer to the primary parent. There are going to be times when you don't agree with your spouse and the decisions they're making for their kids. Your job is to help your spouse in this blended family be successful in raising those children. Your job is not to come in and replace anybody.
All right, that's an excerpt from a teaching, part of our High Stake Relationships series and on the topic of blended families we're talking about today. I'd like to ask you to pray about coming and joining us here on the journey here at the Intentional Living Center. Your gift right now to the Intentional Living Ministry will help us meet the need that we have to help us as we go through this month to be where God wants us to be when it comes to our daily needs being met. We know that's His intention, and we don't borrow money to operate. We just thank you in advance for your support. And so you are needed, and we'd like to say thanks for your best gift to the ministry right now, whether it's $100 or $50 or more, or if you join us in monthly support by sending you the High Stake Relationships series. It's a 4 DVDs, 4 sessions on these 4 high-stake relationships: adult children, your in-laws, blended families, and single parenting. And it's our gift to you. Give today. I'm inviting you to go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call us during West Coast business hours at 888-888-1717 and press number 4. And we thank you for your support. Also, a reminder that we're in the countdown for, you heard Ron mention, the upcoming conference this weekend, Kevin Lehman and myself. We're going to be in Phoenix. This is a one-stop stop this weekend at the Glendale Nazarene Church. We have just a few tickets left. We'll be talking about how to have an intentional marriage, what's God's intention for marriage, and also with your kids. We're going to have a lot of fun. You're going to laugh and learn. And if you've been waiting to get your tickets, today's the day to do it. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Everything is there at the website. Ron Deal is my guest today from Family Life. If you'd like to know more about Ron's ministry and what they have available, check it out at our website as well when you're there, theintentionallife.com. Ron is the head of the at Family Life of the Blended Family area of ministry. And Ron, appreciate you being with us. During the break there, you may have heard part of my teaching. I talk about the fact that if you're a wise person coming into a blended family, there are times you need to defer to the primary parent. Don't step in and usurp your authority over them, thinking now that you're there, maybe you need to step in and correct what they've been doing. That can blow up in your face. What have you learned some wisdom when it comes to coming into a blended family and supporting your new spouse with the job of being intentional with their kids?
Point, and it's right on target. And there's always caveats, so let me talk around it a little bit. So for example, if you are the biological parent, you're the primary parent, especially in the early days of the blended family. I often tell people, you know, the first couple of years, just assume you're going to continue to be almost like a single parent. You've just got live-in help. but you still carry the load of responsibility and a lot of the weight in terms of actually engaging your children around decisions and saying no and consequences and enforcing discipline and that sort of thing. But what you should not do as the primary biological parent is claim veto power on every decision. You know, that's a huge mistake that I see biological parents making. It's kind of like, well, I don't like the way you handled that, so I'm just going to reverse your decision, step parent. Well, I don't like your approach to how we should handle this situation, so I'm the parent. I just get to make the call. Well, that sort of veto power has a detrimental effect on your usness as a couple, right? Because what you keep saying to the step parent is, you don't have a place here. You don't belong. You don't have any authority. You don't belong as a part of this parenting team. That goes back to our conversation earlier around being unified. You can't say that to somebody, keep pushing them out, and then say, you're part of us. You've got to negotiate and talk and listen and hear a lot of what they say. And every once in a while, you may have to say, well, no, I just feel like we need to handle it this way. But don't do that often, because that can really hurt you in a big way. The flip side of that, what I would say to step-parents is, you are definitely part of the parenting team. Just because you're an outsider doesn't mean you have all the right answers, but it also doesn't mean you don't have some of the right answers. You have a perspective that's useful and helpful. You care about these kids. Absolutely. Be part of the parenting discussions and voice your thoughts. But do it in a way that doesn't easily put the bio parent on the defense. You know, if you're critical of their kid, it's easy then for them to say, wait a minute, you're criticizing my kid and you're criticizing me. So you're telling me I've been a bad parent for all these years. And that has double trouble attached to it. So just be soft, be careful, but definitely, be part of the conversation.
Absolutely. It's a good advice. Ron Deal's with me today. And by the way, we're going to leave these lines open. We're going to stay in studio here and continue after the program ends to record on this topic. So as a blended family or person in a blended family, you're welcome to join in, give us your perspective. You got a question or comment, the line is open to you at 888-888-1717. And we always enjoy the comments and questions that come in on our comment line.
I've been listening to the program for almost a year now. So I'd like to first thank you for blessing me with a lot of good information. The topic I'm kind of concerned with is a blended family and how to keep the children serving the Lord in the home, not just on Sundays, during church hours. I have a blended family, and I'd like to know how I could be more effective in my walk with the children, encouraging them, and maybe some ideas. And I continue to listen and pray for the radio station, and thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Appreciate you taking time. Ron, big thing, you get married. We know we shouldn't be unequally yoked, as the Bible says. Spiritual grounding is huge. What are some of the spiritual dynamics at work in a blended family that are particularly important when you're trying to put this family together?
Well, there's a number of things. Sometimes it's hard to know where to start because it kind of depends upon the backstory, if you will. So if there has been a divorce, for example, and now there are parents living in separate homes, you now have multiple adults parenting the children. If all those adults, let's just say, are Christian people, and they're all kind of rowing in the same direction, well, then that's a benefit for the kids. But if at mom's house we have this standard, and at dad's house we have this standard of what's important, what values are, and what's godly, and then we have a stepmom influence, we have a stepdad influence, all of a sudden things get really confusing for children. Like, what am I supposed to live up to? What are the rules for life, if you will? So part of good parenting in moving your children in a godly direction has something to do with how well you cooperate between households, which means you may have to have a sit-down conversation and just share why you would rather the kids not go to R-rated movies and see if you can't negotiate a common standard between households. That's one thing that people need to think about. Bioparents and step-parents working in the same household, again, coming together around and unifying around what you're going to try to move the kids toward, how you're going to live, for you to teach and model and show them godliness. That's first and foremost. Keep talking about all the things that are influences in their life. And absolutely, if there is some confusion between households, I think you bring that up. So I think, for example, dad's driving the kids to school. He's got 4 minutes with them in the car. And he brings up, hey, you guys may be confused. I know mom at her house lets you watch movies, lets you do X, Y. Here's the reason we've chosen to do what we do. And here's the standard, and here's why we're going to do that. And you teach from your heart, from the scriptures, what's behind why you set those rules and guidelines the way you have. What you don't do is then turn the corner and then denigrate or criticize the other home. No, you don't have to do that. You are saying enough to the children that this is why we do what we do. Your hope and prayer is that the children will latch onto that and see God's wisdom in it and then join you in that value.
That's good advice. I tell you, that's the basics that we're hearing here, coming back to communication, getting on the same page, staying behind closed doors to talk things through, coming out in unity, not allowing much light between you, because the kids will see that and they become competitive and they will start to use that against you as a couple. Standing together is key. Ron Deal's my guest today. We're talking about blended families. Our phone line's always open to you, especially now as we're going to continue to take calls on this topic. Love to have you join in. How have you dealt with the blending process? What intentional lessons would you share with someone else listening now at 888-888-1717.
The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. Tour is a vacation and a faith-building experience all in one. You and your family will come face to face with God's Word through the all-new Bible Museum.
Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson.
And I'm Peter Brooks.
We're looking forward to exploring America's spiritual heritage and hear the true, powerful stories behind the iconic monuments and museums of Washington, D.C., with you and your family.
Just imagine experiencing an entire museum dedicated to the Bible. Everything's planned out, so all you have to do is register.
And you can do that right now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington. Once you're registered, the only thing left to do is get all excited about vacationing together as we experience Washington, D.C., October 10th through 16th.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can be an intentional parent. Many people find themselves today in blended families, and I can tell you one thing straight out. They don't blend, they collide. You know, here's the prescription, although it's a simple one that'll help you survive as a couple. You know, the kids didn't ask for divorce or death of a parent, and now you've come together. Yes, you love each other. But it's really important these kids look up and they see a solid union where there's absolutely no light between your shoulders. And you have to defer to each other. What does that mean? It's about your son. You get first shot on it, okay? You get the final call as well. So be respectful of each other. Show the kids that you are a union. You know, one of the reasons why kids give you a rough time in blended families is they want to know if you're for real. Show them you're for real. Show them you're committed to the Lord and you're committed to each other for a lifelong marriage. That's what those kids want. They want the assurance that you're going to be there. They've been hurt once through life, and they don't want to be hurt again. Do your best to be thoroughly married and be a good couple. That way you'll ensure you'll have great kids.
Yeah, that's good advice. Hey, Dr. Kevin Lehman, being thoroughly married. Kevin and I, you know, we're coming together for this conference this weekend, Hope for Your Home. And I promise you, not only some hope, but a lot of help and some humor. We're going to have a great time. We're looking forward to being at Glendale Nazarene Church in the Phoenix area this Saturday. Yes, it's this week. And we have limited seating remaining in the auditorium. Gold Circle sold out. The rest is approaching that, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. Come, you're going to celebrate marriage, you're going to learn about marriage, you're going to learn about kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, Kevin's going to be with me here on the radio tomorrow. We'll be talking about Hope for Your Home. We'll be taking calls and so on, so we'll look forward to that as well. But this Saturday, if you've been waiting to get registered, come. If you really believe that strong marriages today matter, you want to have a strong marriage, you want some input that's going to make a difference, come and join us. We'd love to meet you, shake your hands, and have resources available there as well. This Saturday, Phoenix, at Glendale Nazarene Church, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Thank you, Ron, for joining us from Family Life today. We'll see you next time.